Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient George M. Hale, H-A-L-E. Address is 2120 Fig Lane, space D6, Corning, California, 90621. Phone is 530-586-2821. Cell phone 530-838-9250. ID is 3170, date of birth 4/10/1948. This is a 75-year-old right-handed man. Insurance is Medicare / Colonial Penn. Pharmacy is CVS. It's addressed to Stephen Gothrop. PAC, Family Medicine Clinic, Adventist Health Solano Clinic, that's the Adventist Health Solano Clinic, Corning. 530-824-4663, 155 Solano Street, Corning, California, 96021. Fax is 530-824-5204. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history suspicious for, quote, narcolepsy, unquote. Dear Steve Gothrop and professional staff, thank you for referring George Hale for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, George is a ...75-year-old man with an extensive medical history of heart disease with arrhythmia, comma, sleep disorder with sleep apnea, comma, and a recent history of several episodes of loss of consciousness, with reports of ED evaluation and uncertain etiology. new paragraph. He was seen here for evaluation, and his available records were carefully reviewed on August 15th and September 21st. New paragraph, I obtained a narcolepsy genetic panel on him, and he was found to be negative, tending to exclude narcolepsy as a clinical diagnosis of his episodes of reduced consciousness. New paragraph. He completed a sleep study at Innovative Sleep Centers on July 24th, 2023, with a split-night study showing findings of moderate obstructive and central sleep apnea, moderate obesity hypoventilation syndrome, moderate periodic limb movement disorder, and CPAP BiPAP titration failure. New paragraph. He completed diagnostic electroencephalography and ambulatory EEG at Orville Hospital, interpreted by Dr. John Schmidt. On September 5th, 2023, new paragraph, he was identified to have episodes of atrial fibrillation during his diagnostic electroencephalogram and during his sleep study. Period. New paragraph. Currently, on his treatment regimen, it is not entirely clear that his atrial fib is under clinical control, although he is treated with medication prophylactically to prevent stroke. New paragraph. I placed him on Keppra to avoid recurrent seizures that might have been associated with his episodes of loss of consciousness. New paragraph. His sleep apnea is apparently untreated as well. New paragraph. These factors are all at risk for altered mental status, syncope, loss of consciousness, and recurrent epilepsy. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation, Mr. Hale will require quite a bit of work and time in controlling his risk factors for recurrent episodes of loss of consciousness. New paragraph. He is very interested in moving forward with his application for driving privileges. New paragraph. We will provide the appropriate information for his benefit. New paragraph. We will see if he wishes to return for continued care to this clinic, and my signature.